今天的读经是出自《列王记下》第二章第九节至十四节。Today's scripture reading is from 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 through 14. And we'll first do Chinese Mandarin, and then English and the Cantonese. 过去之后以利亚对以利沙说，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。以利沙说，愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。以利亚说，你所求的难得，虽然如此，我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着，不然必得不着了。他们正走着说话，忽有火车火马将二人隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。以利沙看见就呼叫说，我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战马兵啊，以后不再见他了。于是以利把自己的衣服撕为两片，他拾起以利亚身上剩下的外衣，回去站在约旦河边，他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水，说，耶和华以利亚的神在哪里？打水之后，水也左右分开，以利沙就过来了。
我们现在用广东话读，我们一同念《列王记下》第二章九至十四节，请。过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说，我未曾被接去离开你，你要为我作什么，只管求我。以利沙说，愿感动你的灵加倍的感动你。以利亚说，你所求的难得，虽然如此，我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着，不然必得不着了。正走着说话，忽然有火车火马将两人打开，以利亚就乘旋风而去。以利沙看见就呼叫说，我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊，以后不再见他了。于是以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两片，在以利亚身上掉下来的外衣回去站在约旦河边，他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水，说：耶和华以利亚的神在哪里？打水之后，水也分开，以利亚就过来了。
Second Kings, chapter 2, verses 9 to 14. When they have crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit. Elijah replied, you have asked a difficult thing. Elijah said, yet you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise it will not. As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire and appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah said this and cried out, my father, the chariot and horsemen of Israel. And Elijah saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elijah then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak he had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah? He asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed it over. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Welcome again to the Missions Conference of 2013.
欢迎大家来参加2013年的宣教年会。
The first time I met Pastor Ashok Bechu was 10 years ago.
我第一次遇到Asher 牧师是十年前我参加短宣去劝立达短宣的时候。
When I was part of a short-term mission team sent by this church to Trinidad.
我是短宣队的一份子是由美德教会所差派的。
Over the past 10 years,
在过往的十年里面
I have witnessed the love that Pastor Ashok has for God.
我亲眼看到 Asher 牧师他爱主的心。
And his absolute devotion to God's call to missions.
和他奉召为主做宣教事工的心意。
Over the past few days, we've heard a little bit about Pastor Ashok's story.
在过往的几天当中，我们也亲耳听到了 Asher 牧师他自己的经历。
And his ministry in Trinidad.
也听到他在千里达的事工。
But it is difficult to realize the magnitude of his impact in Trinidad without seeing it for yourself.
可是如果你不是亲眼去看，你是无法想象他在千里达的施工的所造成的影响。
What we didn't learn this weekend was that during his time in America, I think, he went under the alias of Kevin.
可是我们你可能不知道我们也是刚刚才认识到原来阿什牧师在美国的时候他曾经改了一个名字就叫做 Kevin。
But I do know that he doesn't use that name anymore because he will be forever Ashok Bechu.
可是他已经决定不再用这个字这个名字他会永远是Ashok Bechu.
Pastor Ashok has been a blessing into my life and others.
Ashok 牧师是成为我生命中的一个祝福。
And I pray that he has been a blessing to us here at CCCS this weekend.
他也这也成为我们美德教会弟兄姐妹的一个祝福。
It is my pleasure to welcome a friend, a mentor, and a fellow brother of Christ.
是我真的是很荣幸能够介绍一个朋友、一个弟兄、一个同工。
For one last time this weekend, let's welcome Pastor Ashok Bechu.
这个。
Last night,
昨天晚上我想讲个笑话
but it did not work.
然而
这个笑话也不是很成功 I'm going to try another one.
今天我再试一次
I was speaking to a Chinese brother and an American brother some time ago in Trinidad.
前段时间在千里达，我和一个华人的基督徒和一个美国人的基督徒跟他们谈话。
And the question, and the topic was communication.
当时谈话的话题就是交通。
Who came up with communication first?
是谁先想出这个交通这样的一个概念
The American guy said that America came up with this massive communication system before anyone else in the world.
那个美国人就说，是美国人首先发明出一整套完备的复杂的通讯系统。
And so the Chinese brother said to him, "Prove it."
那个华人的那个弟兄就说，你来证明一下呢。
And so the American guy said that that they were digging a hole in America, and they went 200 feet down, and they found some wire.
他们说，那个美国人就说，他们在美国那个地方，像在土地上挖了200多尺，然后发现有很多电线。
So he said that meant that they had.Telecommunication 200 years ago.
那就说明在200年前，美国人就已经有远程通讯了。
Well, the Chinese brother said to him, he says, that's nothing. He said, we were digging in China and we went 500 feet down.
他说这又算什么？我们在中国，那个华人就说这算什么？我们在中国在地里面像挖地，一共挖了500尺。
And we found some plastic.
我们在那里发现了一些塑料制品。
So that meant that we had fiber optics 500 years.
那就说明在那个时候我们就已经有光纤通讯了。
Well, the Trinidadian guy was very confused.
所以那个千里达的那个人就觉得非常的困惑。
He felt he had to say something.
他觉得在他们这两个人面前，他也得说什么呀
？He said we were digging in Trinidad and we went 1,000 feet down.
他说我们在千里达挖向下挖了1000尺。
We found nothing.
什么也没发现。
That meant we had wireless.
他说，那就说明我们是无线通讯。Apparently worked this time.
It has been a joy, being with you for the last 2 days.
过去两天能够和大家在一起是非常高兴。
And for those of you who were not here, I briefly would say to you that the first day we looked at unreached does not mean unreachable.
对那些这两天没有机会来的人，我要向大家说的是，第一天我讲的话题就是，未得之名不等于未不能得之名。
When the missionaries came to Trinidad, we had less than 1% evangelicals in the island of Trinidad.
当宣教士来到千里达之前呢，我们那个土地里边只有不到1%的人是信主的，是福音派的信徒。
And I thank God that they came and shared the gospel with me, and I believed in Jesus Christ.
后来宣教士来了，他们把福音传给我，我就信了主耶稣基督。
There was a little twist to unreached does not mean unreachable.
未得之名不等于未得之名不等于不可得之名。
In the sense that I saw that my family, they were also unreachable, even though the gospel had reached me.
因为从我自己家庭上，我就看见了，我们家人原来是不信主的，虽然福音已经传给了我，我已经接受了耶稣基督。
I was convicted in my own spirit that my family needed to hear the gospel as much as anyone else.Needed to hear the gospel.
我当时立下心志，我灵里边感动，觉得我们家里的人也一样，像我一样需要信靠主，需要福音，和世界上其他人一样。
40 years later,
14年以后
，I stand here before you.
我站在这儿，站在大伙面前
，to proclaim the goodness of God.
向大家宣扬神给我们的好消息，神的良善。
In that just 1 year ago.
就是一年以前
，the last member of my family gave his heart to Jesus Christ.
我们家里最顽固的一个人，终于也信主了。
Unreached does not mean unreachable.
所以没有听信福音的人，不等于永远不会信福音。
Last night we looked at the topic of is there not a cause?
昨天晚上我们讲的是万事都有一个原因。
One of the things that I have seen over the 40 years of ministry,
在我一生40年的宣教生涯当中，我所看见的一件事情是
，which I consider to be the biggest sin in Christianity,
也是我认为是基督教里边是最重要的一件事。
It seems as though that there is no urgency about reaching the lost at any cost.
也就是我发现我们的教会现在越来越失去了那种紧迫感，就是要把福音传给世界。
This morning, I would like to deal with the topic.Of on whom the mantle falls.
今天上午我要跟大家分享的主题就是外衣降在谁的身上。
I want to look at the story in that chapter this morning.
我要大家一起跟我看一看今天我们读的这节经文，也就是第二章《列王记下》第二章所讲的故事。
We would look at one man's quest or journey.
我们要看其中一个人一生跟随主的一个旅途。
And the price he was willing to pay.For the privilege to serve,
以及他为了服侍主所愿意付上的代价。
The Bible says that Elijah was about to be taken away by God into heaven.
圣经说，以利亚，先知以利亚，马上就要被神接走到天上去了。
There was a young man by the name of Elisha, who said to Elijah.I want to follow you and to know a little bit of what you know.
有一个年轻人，他的名字叫伊丽莎，他对伊利亚说，我要跟从你，也要从你那里学到一点东西。
I am sure that Elijah told Elisha of the difficulties of being in the ministry.
我相信当时伊利亚肯定对伊丽莎说，要做一个宣教士是多么的困难。
But Elisha was convinced in his heart that he wanted to be a part of the great ministry of God.
但是伊丽莎已经 决已经坚定他的信念，他一定要成为神的事工当中的一份子。
In the chapter that is before us this morning,
我们今天所看的这节经这个章节
，We read in verse 1 that Elijah said to Elisha.
在第一章里面的第一节，以利亚对以利沙说
，While they were in a place called Gilgal.
当时他们所处的地方叫吉甲。
He said.Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here at Gilgal."
以利亚对以利沙说：“你待在这儿，先别走。
”Because God has called me to another place.
因为神已经呼召我到别的地方去了。
In understanding the scripture this morning, I recognize that the place called Gilgal.
我今天早晨突然发现，那个叫做基甲的那个地方。
Was the place where the Israelites came in from Egypt and settled on the other side of the Jordan River?
是当初以色列摩西带领以色列出埃及的时候，来到旷野的时候，在约旦河的另一边所暂时定下的那个地方。
All of the references that was ever made about Gilgal,
圣经当中所有的材料有关基甲这个地方都这样说。
Is summed up in this statement as it is a place of decision.
所有有关基甲的所有的一些参考资料最终可以用一句话来 解释，就是基甲就是一个代表着做决定的地方。
The Israelites at one point in time when God told them to go over on the other side,
以色列人当初出埃及的时候，神命令他们要走 要跨过去到另一边去。
Because it was time to take the nation that God had promised them.
因为当时就是神要把以色列从埃及地拯救出来的时候。
The 12 tribe had settled along the area of Gilgal.
当时以色列的十二个支派已经在基甲附近已经定居下来。
And so to many of them, it was a hard decision to pick up from where they were to go into a new land where they had to conquer.
因此，对当时的以色列人来说，要离开这个地方到一个新的地方来说，是一个非常困难的决定。
The Bible says that 9.5 tribes decided that they would go over on the other side to reclaim the land.
圣经告诉我们，当时有九个半个支派的人，他们愿意跨过这个河到那半去夺取神赐给他们的新的土地。
But 2.5 tribes decided to stay right where they were.
但是也有两个半的支派的人决定待下来不走。
My friends, this morning, whether you know it or not, we are at Gilgal.
朋友们，不管你承认不承认，今天我要向你说的是，我们现在也正处于一个基甲地。
The place of decision this morning.
今天我们早晨要做的就是一个重大的决定。
Now there are many types of decision this morning.
今天早晨我要向大家说的是，有各种各样的决定我们需要做。
And as we ponder in our own heart this morning, we will recognize that there are easy decisions.And there are hard decisions.
我们如果仔细想的话，在我们人生当中所做的各种各样的决定当中，有些是很容易做的，有些决定的确是很难的。
I have found in my experience with the church is that the majority of people, sad to say, have chosen and is choosing the easy way out.
在我在教会里边服侍的多年来，根据我的经验，我发现很不幸。教会里边的很多弟兄姊妹宁愿去做那些比较容易做的决定。
But this journey that we are taking, we must all start at Gilgal.
但是我们现在所要面临的征途，面前的征途，都要从基甲开始。
And so this morning, like any other morning, we this morning are faced with decisions.
所以就是今天早晨，我们要做一个重大的决定。
Decisions about our family, decisions about our jobs.
这些决定关于我们的家庭，关于我们的工作。
And decisions about how we will reach this lost world for Jesus Christ.
更重要的就是关于如何把福音传向那些未得之民的决定。
I humbly this morning challenge you to be able to make some hard decisions.
今天早晨，我站在大家面前，以谦卑的心态向你们祈求，我愿意大家能够愿意摆上做出一些比较困难的决定。
As it was told, I am the father of four children.
前几天大家已经告诉过大家，我是有四个孩子的父亲。
My second child, which is my first daughter.
我第二个孩子，也就是我的长女。
Decided that she would be a missionary in the land of Africa.
她决定要 到非洲去做宣教士。
And she and her husband were called to Northwest Africa in the country of Mauritania.
啊，她和她的丈夫决定要到西非那里去，在一个叫做毛里塔尼亚的国家那边做宣教士。
Which is known as the Islamic Republic of Mauritania.
这个毛里塔尼亚的全称就是毛里塔尼亚伊斯兰共和国。
Where it was, where it is illegal to be able to preach the gospel or try to convert anyone to Jesus Christ.
在那里传福音，将人归带将人带到主耶稣那里去是非法的。
She and her husband went there for 2 years.
她和丈夫到那里去了两年。
At the end of the first year, a couple guys came and abducted her first child.
第一年年底的时候，有一对夫妇来了，然后领养了他们的孩子。
Abducted.
Oh, abducted. I'm not abducted. I'm sorry. Kidnapped. 把他们的孩子给绑架了。Sorry, not.
I got a call while I was in Trinidad.
我当时在千里达的时候就接到一个电话。
My daughter was in tears as she told me the story.
我当时我的女儿哭着跟我讲这件事情。
Of how someone had told them that they needed to stop the preaching of this gospel.
Excuse me.
Someone had told them that they had to stop the preaching.
Oh, sorry. Okay. 他哭着对我说，有人跟威胁他们说，他们必须停止传扬福音。
And my daughter asked me. She says, "Daddy, as a matter of fact, I asked my daughter."
事实上，我当时就问我的女儿说
"Are you ready to come back to Trinidad?"
你是不是想回来呢？回到千里达来呢
？You see, she was in Gilgal. I was in Gilgal. There was a decision to be made.
你看，当时我和我的女儿都处在基甲地，我们两个都有一个重要的决定要做。
I have always practiced as a father.
作为父亲，我一直是这样做。
Not to tell my children what they should do, but to teach them what was the right way of making decisions.
我从来不告诉我应该做什么，我不告诉我的孩子应该做什么，但是告诉他们什么样才是正确的做决定的方法。
But I told my daughter that day, I said, if you want to come home, you could come home.
但是那天我就对我女儿说，你如果想回来的话，你就回来吧。
And my daughter then replied to me.
但是我的女儿就回答说。
And this is what she said.
她这样说。
She says, "Papa, I have read in the Bible."
她说，父亲啊，我已经读过圣经。
That Jesus said that we must go into all the world.
圣经这样对我说，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Papa, I have never read in the Bible. Papa, I have never read in the Bible.
他爸爸，我在圣经里面从来没有这样读到过。
Where Jesus said anything about coming back.
耶稣从来没说你们回来吧。
She stunned me that day.
她那天她说的话让我大吃一惊。
She was at Gilgal.
她是在加，她就在加尔加。
She was willing to pay the price.
她能够在基甲愿意付出代价。
My friends, we are talking about on whom the mantle falls this morning.
今天早晨我们讲的信息是这件外衣就要降在谁的身上。
And from the text, it would seem that this is only for a few.
从那个经文里面我们看见的似乎是这件事情只是关乎一些极少数的人。
But I want to be quick to say this morning.
但是今天我要告诉大家的是
that the mantle has already fallen.
外衣已经降下了。
And that is that it has fallen on every one of us.
已经降在我们所有人的身上。
The only thing is now is whether we are going to take up that mantle and do the task that God has called us to do.
我们所要做的事情，我们愿不愿意接住这件外衣去完成神托付我们的使命。
In this chapter also, the Bible says that Elijah told Elisha.
这一章列王记第二章里边也说，以利亚对以利沙说
，Stay here in Gilgal, for God has called me to Bethel.
你待在基甲，神已经把我要呼召我到另外一个地方去。
In reading the Bible and understanding the place of Bethel.
当时你读圣经的时候，你应该理解那个地方所处的地方其实叫伯特利。
I have found that it is a place of it is the house of God.
在伯特利就是神的殿的地方。
It is a place where you would meet with God.
在那个地方你是遇见神。
And so on this journey, we don't stay at Gilgal, but we move on to a place called Bethel.
所以在我们这个旅途当中，你不能待在基甲，你要到伯特利那个地方去遇见神。
As a pastor of 40 years,
作为已经做了四十年的牧师，
I have found a place called Bethel has been barren many times.
我发现那个叫做伯特利的地方是非常的荒凉。
It has been very empty at times.
在很多时候是非常的空荡。
I consider Bethel to be the place where a man meets with his God and his God meets with him.
我一直认为伯特利是一个人自己在那里遇见神，神也遇见他的地方。
I am not talking about the church when the church comes together.
我并不是指教会，也就是大家在教会里面的弟兄姊妹大家集结的地方。
I'm talking about a place where a man gets aside with his God and he waits on God and as God would speak to him.
我讲的是我们每一个信徒个人自己在平时灵修的时候，专门抽出时间来跟神祷告，在那里等候神。
It is a place when the children are asleep and the wife is asleep and the husband gets alone with God, or the husband might be asleep and the wife gets alone with God.
也就是这样一个环境，这样一个地方，就是孩子已经睡了，太太已经睡了，这个做丈夫的自己一个人独处在一个地方等候神，或者是孩子已经睡了，丈夫已经睡了，太太一个人跟神独处。
It is a place, my friends, where it's not up to you as to whether you would choose it or not, but it is a place that we must be if we are going to reach this world for Jesus Christ.
这样的一个地方不是我们想要还是不想要的问题。如果你要把福音传出去，你首先必须经过这一关。
It is a place, mothers, where when the children are going astray.
这就是作为一个母亲，当她的孩子已经走歪路、走邪路的时候，你必须要与神相遇的地方。
Fathers, it is a place where when our boy children are walking away, it is a place that we need to go to.
作为父亲来说，当你的儿子，你发现你的儿子已经离开家里边，走不走正道的时候，你必须来到这个地方。
Elijah said to Elisha.
以利亚对以利沙说。
You stay at Gilgal. I'm going to this place called Bethel, where I can meet with my God.
你待在基甲，我到伯特利去，在那儿我要遇见我的神。
I love Elisha's response this morning.
我非常喜欢以利沙的回答。
Elisha said, if you, Elijah, will be going to that place called Bethel, I want to be in that place called Bethel.
以利沙说，以利亚，你要去那个伯特利的地方，我也一定要跟着你去。
It is a place that we will go to at the end of this conference.
这是当我们这个宣教会年会结束的时候，我们每一个人都要去的地方。
And it is a place where we will ponder and we will wait on God, and God will give us the answers for tomorrow.
这个地方就是我们每一个人都要在那里等候神，等候神给我们旨意的地方。
As to how involved we are going to be,
我们要多大程度上投入这个宣教使命
，in reaching the unreached for Jesus Christ.
把福音传给那些还没有听到福音的人，为了主耶稣基督的缘故。
Well, Elijah said to Elisha.
当时以利亚是这样回答以利沙的。
I want you to stay here in Bethel because now God has called me to the Jericho.
当时他们已经来到了伯特利，以利亚就对以利沙说：“你就待在伯特利吧，因为神又要叫我到耶利哥那边去。”
But Elisha said to Elijah, "If you are going to Jericho, then I am willing to go to Jericho with you."
以利沙同样回答说，如果你要到耶利哥去，我同样要跟着你去。
My friends, I want you to understand the transition that we are going through right now.
我想让大家知道的是，这几节经文跟我们讲的就是人生在宣教事工当中的一个转折和转折的层面。
We don't have to work towards receiving the mantle.
我们不一定要等着那个外衣降到我们的身上。
The mantle has already been given.
对我们来说，那件外衣已经降下来了。
We are talking about whether we are going to be faithful to carry that mantle this
week. 我们现在所讲的事情，我们是不是能够忠心的穿上这件外衣，忠心的为主侍奉
？Well, I want you to just.Don't be too quick to follow here.
但是大家脑子也不要太快，马上就要做决定。
Because Elijah said, "I am going to Jericho."
因为以利亚是这样说的，我要去的地方叫耶利哥。
As I have studied the Jericho,
我研究过耶利哥。
And what Jericho stands for in the Bible,
耶利哥在圣经当中代表的是什么呢？
It has always been a place of testings and trials and tribulation.
耶利哥所代表的都就是试验、试炼和苦难。
When my mama came to know the Lord Jesus Christ,
当我的母亲信靠主耶稣的时候。
Being an alcoholic,
他当时已经是酗酒的。
God blessed her and took away that desire for alcohol.
他信主以后，神大大的祝福了他，将他的酒瘾给拿走了。
My mother was saved. She was wonderfully saved.
我的母亲就这样得救了，她的得救的经历是这样的奇妙。
But my papa had not yet come to know Jesus Christ.
但是当时我的父亲还没有认识主耶稣基督。
My mama was taking the journey.
我的母亲就是这样走她人生的道路。
She was now in this place called Jericho.
她现在当时所面临的处境就像耶利哥一样。
Her faith was being tested.
她的信仰受到了挑战。
Is she going to fall?
她会倒下吗？
Or will she stand strong?
她还是能够坚定地站立在那里。
My papa, who was a tyrant,
我的父亲是个暴君。
He said to my mama.
她对我妈说。
Now I want you to understand what I'm saying here this morning.
我要让大家知道我说的是什么。
My mama was pledged to my papa when she was 12 years old.
My mama was what?
Was pledged.
我父亲在12岁的时候，母亲已经订婚了，已经定下了。
My mother had 8 children for papa.
我的母亲为我的父亲生了八个孩子。
She lived with him as a faithful wife.
她一直作为一个忠实的妻子。和我的父亲一直相守的。
I know that she had given her heart to Jesus Christ. Papa said that you will no longer be my wife.
但是现在她信了主耶稣基督，我的父亲就对她说：“你不再是我的妻子了。”
Papa said that just like your other children, you would have to leave home also.
我父亲就这样威胁说：“你就跟我那些孩子信主的孩子一样，你要离开这个家。”
My mother was in the place called Jericho.
我母亲当时所处的地方就是耶利哥。
Mama came to her two sons.
当时母亲就来到她的两个儿子面前。
The two of us who were already Christians.
也就是八个孩子当中两个已经信主的儿子。
Mama said to us.
母亲对我们说。
That your papa said that I would have to leave because I have accepted Jesus Christ.
你们的爸爸威胁我说我因为我已经信主了，我必须要离开这个家。
Papa laid out a mandate that day for Mama.
我的父亲就这样。给母亲下了这样一道命令。
My papa went out and found the Hindu pundit or priest.
我的父亲专门出去，从外面找了一个印度教的祭司来。
He got some of his Hindu relatives together.
他把那些信印度教的那些亲戚朋友都召聚起来。
And they went to the ocean to have a prayer.
来到那个海里边去做祷告，到印度教的祷告。
They hoped that their prayer would have been answered, and that is that Mama would denounce Jesus Christ.
他们希望通过他们对印度教神祷告，母亲会放弃主耶稣基督的信仰。
My father said to my mother, "By the time I get home at 6 p.m. that evening."
我的父亲对母亲说，等我晚上六点钟回来的时候。
If you have not denounced Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you will no longer be my wife, and you will have to leave my home.
等我那个时候回来的时候，如果你还不愿意放弃耶稣基督的话，那么你就不再是我的妻子，你必须离开这个家。
My friends, I'm talking about Jericho.
朋友们，我现在讲的就是耶利哥。
I'm talking about if we're going to live this Christian life, it seems as though we must all go through a form of Jericho.
如果你要持守你的信仰，在你的基督徒的生涯当中，你必须要走过这一关。
In my years of ministry,
在我多年的宣教事工当中。
I have seen so many people walk away from Jesus Christ because of this place called Jericho.
我看见，亲眼看见，有很多人遇到了耶利哥以后，就黯然地离开了主耶稣基督。
My mama asked her two sons what she should do.
我的妈妈就问她的两个儿子，就问我们说她该怎么办。
And once again, we responded to our mother, and we told our mother, "Ma, the decision is yours."
当时我们就对我妈妈说，这是你自己要个人要做的决定。
But if you decide to follow Jesus faithfully,
但是如果你决定要忠心跟随主耶稣基督的话，
your sons would stand with you.
你的儿子会支持你。
Ma was in Jericho.
我妈妈当时就在耶利哥。
Testing trials, tribulation.
她的信仰受到了严峻的挑战，她处在非常困难的困境当中。
I thank God that Papa came home at 6 o'clock that evening.
感谢神，我的爸爸六点钟回来的时候。
He went straight to his room.
他直接到他自己的房间里面去了。
He never spoke to my mother for 1 week.
他有一个星期没有和我的母亲讲过一句话。
Because Ma decided in the midst of this Jericho that she was not going to denounce this wonderful God who had now saved her and has set her free.
因为当时处于非常困难的境地当中的母亲，她下了决心，绝不放弃对主耶稣基督的信仰。
What am I saying here this morning?
今天我要给大家说的是
，I'm saying that it was not 2 weeks later.
这不是两个星期以后。
When my papa called and said that he wanted to speak to me.
当我的父亲打电话跟我说他要跟我谈一下。
He said, "Son."
他说。
I'm ready to invite Jesus in my heart.
因为这两个星期以后，我的父亲打电话跟说：“儿子，我决定我也要接受主耶稣基督。”
And I said to my father that day, "Pa."
那天我就对我的父亲说
：“How come you are ready today?"
他说：“这怎么可能呢？你怎么突然会想起要信主耶稣基督呢
？”And my father said an amazing thing to me.
当时我父亲跟我讲了一件让我非常惊讶的事情。
He said, "Your mother seems to be so convinced, and she seems to be so happy."
他说你的母亲是这样的信仰，是这样的坚定，而且是这样的喜乐。
That I want the peace and the happiness that your mother found.
他说我也要像你母亲一样，能够有这样的喜乐。
What am I saying, friends?
朋友们，我所说的是
，I'm saying that there is a bunch of lost people out in the world today.
世界上也有很多失丧的人。
We had an amazing conference a little while ago.
在不久以前我们有一个非常好的一个聚会。
As Pastor Jeff told us about the condition of this world.
当时杰夫牧师已经告诉我们这个世界处于什么样的情况。
And I'm saying this morning, my friends, unless we, as the people of God,
朋友们，我要想告诉大家的事情，作为神的子民
,unless we are willing to pay the price of missions this morning,
除非我们愿意摆上宣教的代价。
Unless we are willing to pay the price of just being the best Christian that we ought to be this morning.
除非我们愿意摆上代价做一个最好的基督徒。
Unless we are willing to go through all of the challenges that would come our way.
除非我们愿意付出代价，要经受各种各样的考验和挑战。
Then I'll say the lost will be lost and the lost will be thrown into hell.
否则的话，失丧的人永远是失丧了，他们将来的结局就是地狱。
Isn't that an amazing responsibility this morning?
我们所负的肩上所负的责任是多么的重大。
Elisha could have easily given up.
以利沙当时可以对以利亚说：“我不跟你走了。”
You see, Elijah had the call. Elisha didn't have to go.
因为以利亚接受呼召的是以利亚，以利沙当时没有直接的呼召，他可以走开。
Yet, my friends, I see a man that was willing to pay the price.So that others could come to know Jesus.
所以我们从以利沙身上看见一个愿意付出代价的人，可以把为了别人，为了他以色列的百姓，能够带到神面前。
Sometimes I'm tempted to be like Elijah.
有的时候我真想做一个以利沙。
I'm just willing and waiting for someone to say to me that you don't have to get involved.
Okay, 我在等别人对我说，你就等在这儿吧，不用再走了。
But that doesn't work, does it?
但是这不行啊。
You see, the mantle has already fallen on all of us.
因为外衣已经降在我们每一个人身上。
And it does not have anything to do with whether the pastor challenged you or not. You know your responsibility.
不管你的牧师有没有给你提出挑战，你知道你现在身上所肩负的责任。
I share with you a sad thing that happened to me.
我跟大家再分享一件比较惨的事情发生在我的身上。
Over the years,I've always been a little zealous for Jesus Christ.
好几年以来，我一直有点非常的 zealous.
Zealous.
Okay, not jealous. 我对主耶稣一直是大发热心。
And when God gave me the call to go among the Hindus and the Muslims to plant churches in those communities in Trinidad,
当神呼召我在千里达那些穆斯林和印度教的社区里边职堂的时候
，I did not wait for any more instruction. I just went ahead.
我当时听到呼召以后，我一刻也不等，就直接就到那里去了。
At one point in our ministry, we were planting more churches that we had leaders for.
有一段时间，我们所职堂的数已经超过了我们原先所计划的。
I think of this one village that was up 6 miles up into the mountain.
我想起有一座村落是在我们的前面的那个山顶上，大概有6英里左右的距离。
A French count had owned all of the land in the mountain.
有一个法国人在那里把整个他占有整个山区。
He had his slaves there, in that plantation.
他那次是奴隶，他在那里有奴隶给他做种植园的工作。
I met a young person who told me that he lived in that village called Lopino.
我碰见一个年轻人，他说他住在那个村庄叫做 Lopino.
He said to me that we don't have any churches in Lopino. Could you come and start a church in Lopino?
他说我们这个村庄里面没有教会，没有教堂，你们能不能来到我们这里来执堂？
And so I gathered up some faithful believers, and we went and planted a church in Lopino.
所以我就当时召集了一些忠心的信徒，就在那里，在他男孩所说的那个村庄里边，就。
We had about 50 people coming regularly to the service.
啊，每星期现在大概有50个人能够定期能够来敬拜。
But I had spread myself so thin that I couldn't continue the work.
但是我已经把我的能力、我的精力消耗了很多，我现在发觉我自己没法继续下去了。
We were planting churches faster than we could produce the workers for the church.
我们所植堂数目，我们所植堂的数目已经超过了我们能够培养工人的数目。
One of the saddest things that I have ever had to do, my friends.
我最伤心的事情，我要做的是什么呢
？Is as I spoke to the young man who had invited me to start this church in Lopino.
当我跟那个当时年轻人邀请我到那里去植堂再次谈话的时候。
About 6 months later, I went to the village, and there were just about 2 or 3 people in the church.
当时是他叫我去支堂，但是6-7个月之后，我再去看的时候，那个教堂里边只剩下2-3个人。
And God broke my heart.
神。
Not because we didn't do what we were supposed to do.
神当时对我说：“你这样的人，并不啊。”神责备了我，并不是因为我们没有做神要我们做的事情。
But that I couldn't produce someone to care for those people.
但是我执堂执得很快，却没有办法尽快的培养工人，能够照顾我们这些教会。
We have heard a lot about Jesus saying that the field is plenteous, but the laborers are few.
我们经常听读到这样的经文，耶稣对我们说，庄稼已经熟了，但是收庄稼的人太少。
And the common quote is that Jesus said.Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers.
所以我们最熟悉的一些经文就是说，所以你们要求庄稼的主要差你们出去，收割庄稼，要祷告。
I don't claim to know Hebrew.
我不敢对大家说我懂希伯来文，或者希腊文。
But I was reading in a book that says that.Jesus did not say just to send out laborers into the field.
但是我有在读一本有关参考书的时候，我读到。
That a better translation is that Jesus says that pray the Lord of the harvest that he may throw out laborers into the harvest.
其实耶稣原文所说的话，并不是说你们直接就去那个派人去收庄稼。耶稣所说的原话的意思是，你要祷告，祷告以后神会为你们。一下子培养出很多很多很多收庄稼的工人。耶稣这几节经文告诉我们是，当时有很多人愿意坐待在原地不动，而不是愿意出去收割庄稼。所以今天晚上今天早晨我要祷告。在美德华人基督教堂里边， 神会抓住我们每个人的那个裤脚，把我们扔到那些宣教工厂里边去。我们真需要神这样做。千里达需要这样的，中国也这样需要，整个世界需要神这样做。我们求庄稼的主能够把我们这些懒惰的工人能够扔到那些宣教工厂里面去。在结束之前，我再跟大家分享一个地方，也就是圣经所谈到的地方。我们当时说的基甲是做决定的地方，伯特利是在那里遇见神的地方，耶利哥是代表着试炼、试探和艰难时和艰难，我们每一个人在一生当中都要经过的。但是我要鼓励大家，因为以利亚对以利沙说，因为他对以利沙这样说，我要你待在耶利哥，因为神让我要到约旦去。以利沙这样回答，我非常喜欢以利沙这样的回答。他说我不会待在这儿的。他说谁要愿意待在耶利哥这样一个充满试探试炼的地方呢？你要到约旦去，我当然也要跟着去啊。我们知道约旦代表的是什么，是吧？这就是代表的是我们旅途的终点。因为你跨过了约旦河，就来到了神的应许之地。那就是牛奶与蜜之地啊。但是你在跨过约旦河得到牛奶与蜜之地之前，你必须要征战。所以我对在座的我要这样说，越过了耶利哥就是约旦河对面那个应许之地。这个约旦河对面的应许之地是什么？对我们来说就是糖和蜜，最好吃的东西，最香的东西。我今天早上要说的是什么呢？当我们完成任务了以后，神在天上会大大的赏赐我们。我们在那里，我们在主耶稣里面可以得到真正的安息。所以今天早晨我要向大家发出挑战，今天早晨有谁愿意捡起披上这件已经降在你身上的那件外衣，让你的教会来支持你，来支持宣教事业。我这样说并不是想从大家这里得到什么好处，我要跟大家说这些话的原因是，我希望在座的能够支持我们的教会在宣教事工上的摆上。你们过去已经在这样大大的祝福了我们在千里达的事工。美德教会过去多年来一直能够忠心的为主摆上，将你们的最好的孩子送到千里达去，将福音传到我们的学校、我们的家庭里面去。你们那些年轻人之所以能够去千里达短宣，和你们背后的家长的支持是完全是分不开的。
I
啊，在这个宣道年会快要结束的时候，我站在这儿。感谢，我要想说的是，感谢美德华人基督会啊，华人教会，你们在这些事情上的摆上和支持。啊，就像啊，杰夫牧师今天早晨说的，世界上还有很多人没有听过福音。
So、I make a very humble plea this morning.
今天早晨，我在大家面前，我谦卑自己，谦卑的请求大家。
For the sake of all those who have not yet heard,
为了那些还没有听到福音的人。
Will you please stand with your church and your leaders?
你们能不能站在你们的教会和教会长老牧长旁边？帮助他们，支持他们，让他们能够完成神在他们身上的意象。圣经说，以利亚对以利沙说，如果你要希望这件衣服降在你身上的话，你必须把眼睛盯在我的身上。当我被接走的时候，如果你看见我，那么你就会接到双份的圣灵的祝福，或者说是感动以利亚的灵会双倍的感动以利沙。以利沙问的是什么呢？要求的是什么呢？
Was he this wealthy guy?
是求做一个有钱的人吗？
A double portion of what?
双倍是什么东西呢？什么东西的双倍呢？是属灵的双倍的祝福，到底是什么东西呢？我们如果仔细看看，以利亚作为先知一生的生活，他是什么呢？就是服侍人，服侍人，服侍主。我求主将这件外衣降下，降在每一个人的身上。让我们的感动我们的心，让我们的心愿意服侍。愿神祝福你们，我爱你们。